The research is supported by a $181,000 grant and hopes to uncover one of the estimated 100 wrecks still hidden across the sanctuary. The first phase of the project is underway. Drones are surveying shallow areas where boats can't safely go. Matt Pickett is with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Remote Sensing Division. He says workers will use software to sort through drone photos.
And that computer software will basically key up the photos for the researchers to actually focus on. So instead of going through 1,000 photos, the computer software will say, hey, look at these 10 photos, and then verify if there's something interesting there. And then the next step would be, you know, to investigate with ROVs or divers.
The sanctuary is working with 5 other partners over the course of the project, bringing technology from drones to 3D mapping tools to help them explore the sanctuary. Work is expected to wrap up at the end of July. I'm Ben Thorpe, CMU Public Radio News.